Good morning. Thank you, Ken. Wow, it's like fall's arrived here. It's nice and cool today. It's beautiful. So we're here for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll do a short contemplation on a Course in Miracles workbook, lesson 226. And following that, we'll sink deeply into our hearts. And I found a YouTube that Muji, who is a student of Papaji, who was a student of Ramana Maharshi, I found Muji's video entitled An Invitation to Freedom. And in it, he leads us into freedom. And so for our meditation, I'm going to play a few minutes of him leading us into the inner chamber of our heart. And then we'll end it with a quiet time of reflecting on where we're sitting in the heart. So lesson 226. My home awaits me. I will hasten there. If I so choose, I can depart this world entirely. It is not death which makes this possible, but it is change of mind about the purpose of the world. If I believe the world has a value as I see it now, so will it still remain for me. But if I see no value in the world as I behold it, nothing in the world that I want to keep as mine or search for as a goal, it will depart from me. For I have not sought for illusions to replace the truth. Father, my home awaits my glad return. Your arms are open, and I hear your voice. What need have I now to linger in a place of vain desires and of shattered dreams, when heaven can so easily be mine? My home awaits me. I will hasten there. I love this lesson. And Jesus is assuring us that we will be in heaven as soon as we can change our mind about what the world is for. Letting go of all the purpose that we think it holds, laying it all aside, and listening. Being still. Nothing to search for. Nothing to attain or want. Simply being the truth. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today, in this moment, to sink deeply into my heart, to hear the stillness in your voice. To recognize that I am home. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we come up to the sanctuary, the meditation hall, and we see a sign. It says, "Please leave your shoes here." And so we take off our shoes and we enter into the sanctuary. And we notice there are other people in there with us. We find a seat and we settle in, allowing our body to get comfortable. We close the eyes and we quiet the mind. We listen to the breath as it goes in and out. The sound is comforting and quieting. And we feel the presence of the teacher in the room. The teacher appearing is Muji. And as everyone around us settles into this quiet chamber, Muji begins to speak.
I say to you, okay, then I'm in this certain space, a room of my own being and its being, where we all are. Just like when you came into this room, into this hall, this mandir, you left your shoes outside. I say, please leave your shoes outside. But also, I want you to leave your mind outside. I say like this, leave your mind outside. And you say, but how can I leave my, that's the very thing I want to get rid of. How can I leave my mind outside? So I said, no, don't worry. It's very simple what I mean by that. Is before, as you come in, or as before you come in, as you leave your shoes outside, I want you to just suspend your thoughts about the past. Leave everything about the past outside for a moment. Okay? Because after we finish our exercise and invitation, you can go and take them back. I don't want them. Nobody wants them. I don't think anybody else wants them. Not even your parents don't want all of that stuff. But it will be there waiting for you. So just suspend that for a while. Leave all the thoughts about the past, the memories, and all of that, and who you take yourself to be, and what you were like when you were 18 or whatever it is, and what you've done before, where you've studied, what meditations. We don't need to know that. So just leave that, be empty of that, leave that outside. And also, any thoughts you may have about the future, we don't need to engage with that. We won't talk about that, because no one really knows what the future will be. You may have some idea, but it will not be experienced in that way. So don't hold on into any idea about the future for me. Leave everything. So past and future also leave. And the present moment, it doesn't need any interpretation. Just leave it alone. Just leave everything. Can we agree on this?
Yes.
Sure?
Yes.
Okay, so we're just going to suspend that for the duration of this invitation. Afterwards, you can take them back, all those things. Also, your idea of yourself, who you are, your identity, and all of this type of thing, we can just suspend that. I don't want to know about that. Just be very empty. Empty, empty. And then come in and just be here. You're in a space where you're simply empty. You're not carrying any information about yourself, everything. Just be empty, empty, empty. Like it's all left out. And I won't be giving you any new concepts now to replace old ones. Just be completely empty of identity, of past, of future, of even present. Don't be thinking about anything. You're simply here, empty, empty, empty. Just like an empty room. Nobody inside, just empty. And if I say to you, don't think what's next. Don't know next. Like, okay, now what are we going to do? Just don't be concerned about that. Leave that for me. We're simply here. No expectations, no past, no future, no present. What's happening now? Just leave everything. Any imagination or any kind of creative thinking. So just empty. All can do this. Totally empty and leave it. Don't go back to pick something. Just leave everything here. Let it fall completely now. You're so empty. And you're not in a state of hypnosis. Just clear, like an empty room. Now, I'm going to open up this room, take away the walls also, and windows and doors, everything. There's no any even a definition of this room. It's just open space. And you're still here, aren't you? Yes. You're here. Now, I needed to ask you to do this, to let this just be. Don't hold on to anything, so that you can be clear that you still exist. Your existence is still present. And the senses are still present, they're fine. But there's no information, almost like there's a camera with no film or SD card in it, completely empty, just like this, beautiful. But your being is here. Now, this that remains by itself, this space, I don't know what the word, there's no particular word for it. I call it the isness, the what is, the self. Does it have any color? Please answer me.
No.
No color in there. Or shape or size?
No.
There's no shape or size. Does it have any weight?
No
weight. Can it be touched?
No,
cannot be touched. Can it be photographed, for instance? No, cannot be photographed, no. Can it fade, like disappear? No, it cannot. Can it be confused?
No.
No. Does it have fear?
No.
No. Is there any judgments there?
No.
Is it religious?
No.
No. Stay in this emptiness. Can it be blocked in any way?
No.
Does it have any desire? Was it born?
No.
Are you sorry?
No.
No, it's not born. Not born. Can it grow?
No.
No. Can it be manipulated? Here's a good one, no. Can it die?
No.
Wow, it doesn't have to die. Is there anywhere where it's not?
No.
No. Okay, how about how much distance exists between yourself and it? A few centimeters, perhaps? No distance? No separation? Does it have a personality? So hang on a second, let's check again. You're saying it has no size and no shape, no color, has no weight, it cannot be shown, it cannot be photographed. It cannot be blocked. Can it go away?
No.
Can it go? Are you imagining all of this?
No.
No. You're not imagining this. It cannot be confused. It cannot be depressed. It cannot be broken. There's no distance between yourself and it. And with one voice you are saying this, no rehearsal. Then it means this can only be yourself. This can only be what you are. It was not born, it cannot die, it does not grow, it was not imagined. I'm only returning to you what you have agreed, what you say. Is this true?
Yes.
Let's just take a few seconds and just sit with this, what we have just shared now.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining with me and leaving our shoes, the world, behind, and joining me in the inner chamber of our heart, home. Namaste. Thank you, Ken, for letting me share. Just to repeat that the Muji YouTube video we were listening to was called An Invitation to Freedom, and I only played a very small part of it. So if anyone's interested, they can find it on YouTube, An Invitation to Freedom.